Okay, today is Daf Yud Gimel. We're on Yud Beis Amud Beis, about five or six lines where the lines get wide, where it's on two dots, where it says Chutz Mehei Dvar Mamur Parsha. So today's shiur is sponsored by Brachi and Candy Nordenberg, Lil Lishmas Moshe Dov and Shal Pinchas, and we thank them. And here's what we're going to try to do. We're going to try to do as much as we can finishing Yud Gimel today. Whatever we don't finish, we'll do tomorrow. We'll finish the Masechta tomorrow, and we'll have a few minutes. Hopefully, we'll have some time to start and to finish an introduction on Seder Kodshim and on Masechta Zvachim. So that's always worthwhile. Hopefully, we'll do that. Okay, but first, I got to get today's Daf Yud Gimel of Masechta Torah is hands down one of the most famous Daf and Shas. Things that we're probably going to get most of it. We're going to get to tomorrow. It's very, very controversial. I was telling my wife about it last night. She said, "Well, I want to come to this class." It needs a head for, and it's very, very fascinating stuff. So we'll do our before we get to the fascinating. We got to get to the regular hurry stuff. Here we go. Chutz Mehei Dvar Mamur Parsha. We said there were five things that were different between a Kohen HaMashiach and a Kohen Gadol, right? Is that what it was? Yeah. Okay. Menachem immediately. How do you know? Well, that's Tanur Rabbanan. The Kohen HaGadol me'echav, the Kohen Gadol, right? The Kohen HaGadol is the Kohen Gadol. Asher Yutak al Rosho Shemen HaMishcha, the Mashuach Mulchama. He's the Kohen Gadol. He's like the Kohen Gadol. He's the Kohen who is the in charge of the war. Umili et Yado Lil Bosh et Habegadim, the Habegadim. That's somebody, Kohen, who wears the eight begadim, but there's no more Shabbat HaMishcha, so he can't be a true Kohen Gadol. Al-Kulun Hu Omer, all of them, it says, Rosh Lo Yifra, they can't let their hair grow long, Begadim Lo Yifrom, and they can't do Kriya. Yachol Nafshos Meis Lo Yachol, they can't come in contact with a mate. Yachol Yu Kulun Makviv Onanin, I would think all of these people can bring Karbana in the state of Aninus before burial, in death and burial. By the way, a Kohen Gadol is allowed to do that. We know that from Aaron. Talmud Lomar, Kinezer Shem Mishchat Elokav Olav. Olav V'Yolach Aveiro. Only the Kohen Gadol, not the other one. V'Yachar Shechal Kol HaKotov. Right? Yachal Lo Yehei HaMitzuva Al Besula. I would think that these people are not commanded on a Besula. Talmud Lomar V'Hu. No, they are. That's that much they are. Kitanoi, like a Bryce says, V'Hu Isha V'Besuleha Yika Asha Shechal HaKotov Riba. In other words, since the Torah gave a ribui to who, that means not just the Kohen Gadol, but all these Kohanim Gadolim. Divshmo, Rikiva Omer, Ainli Ella Sha'avar Machmas Kiryo. That's only true if he left his position because he was a Balkeri. Machmas Mumin Menayim. How do you know even if he left because he got a mum, he broke his leg? Amadoma Bahu. Fine. Baimine Rav Meir of Nachman, Mashiach Shenatara. Mahu. If a Kohen Gadol has Saras, what's the story? Balmana, regarding marrying an Almana. Mitcha Dachi or Miftar Pater. Is it a Dichui or is he Pater? In other words, okay, so he's sick now, he has Saras when he recovers. Or do we say, no, since he has Saras, he's like not a Kohen Gadol anymore and he's allowed to marry an Almana? So lo havi biyazi, didn't have the answer. So Zimnin havi yazi for Papa. The Papa was sitting there one time, so I'm Baile. I'm like, who's the breeder of Nachman or Papa? Tanina, but we learned a brisa that says, "Ainly Elisha of Rachmas Kirya." That's only true if the guy left his position because he was a Valkyrie. Meaning Tumma. Of our Machmas movement, I ain't Tamalam Vahu. So it doesn't make a difference what the reason is. A Kohen Gadol is always a Kohen Gadol. Even if all the halachas apply, whether they're a Valkyrie, a Mum, Sarat, it makes no difference. They're all Kohen Gadol. Kal Nashke Bereshe. He kissed him on the head because he told him that shot. Yavle Brate, and he gave him his daughter to marry. Okay? Next Mishnah. A Kohen Gadol, Purim Milmata. He can do Kriya on the bottom of his garment. The head yot Milmaila, and a head yot does on the top of his garment. Kohen Gadol, Makrib Onain. A Kohen Gadol can be, bring Karbanah as an Onain, below Ochel, but he can't eat it. He can't eat Kudshin. By head yot, below Makrib, below Ochel. A regular Kohen can't even be Makrib, and of course he can't eat it. Now, very technical Gemara here about the Kriya. I'm not sure I understand it, but we'll very technical, you'll see. Amarav, Lamata, Lamata Mamash. Lamata means the bottom of the garment, where no one really sees it. L'mayla, l'mayla mamish. And the top means the top, like we have today on the lapel. Everyone sees that. Shmuel Amar, no. L'mata, l'mata mikame safa. L'mata means under the hem. The what? The border. And that's what I said. I don't know what this means. Uh-huh. So the border. It must have been a border around the garment. L'mayla, l'mayla mikame safa. And l'mayla means above the border. But it's both in the neck. In other words, it's right. So it's both in the upper part of the body. Both in the neck. The question is how you do the kriya. Meitzvei, wait a minute. We said, a bris that says, I'll call a mason kulan regarding all people who die, or relatives. Rata, mavdil, kamesafa shalom. If you want, you could do kriya and separate the border. Rata, ein mavdil, kamesafa shalom. And if you don't want to, you don't have to. Yeah. Who is this? No, Stam. Al-Aviv, Al-Imo. No, not a coin. Stam. Al-Aviv, Al-Imo. But if it's a parent, Mavdil. Right? Mavdil. You have to. What? Right. So, Kivadiba Al-Mehave Kara. Since a regular person. That's called Kriya. Kari Khan. Begad of Lo Yifrom. How could Shmuel say it's okay? That's Kriya. And the Torah says, I'll do that. So Shmuel, Kerj Yehuda, Shmuel holds the Kerj Yehuda, who holds, call Karash, Eino Mavdil, Safa Shalom. If you do Kriya and you don't cut the border, Eino El Akrash Al Tifla, that's just nonsense. So, that's what a Kohen Gadol would do. It's not nonsense for a Kohen Gadol, it's a token Kriya. If a regular person would do that, he didn't do anything. He didn't do anything. Kohen Gadol can't do, he's not allowed. The Torah says, no, I do a little thing just to be, as a token, as a Zecher. Fine. Now, me Yitzchak of Yehuda, Kriya B'Kohen Gadol, does Yehuda even hold such a thing? For Tanya, Ilu Nemar Rosh Al Yifrom B'Gadol Al Yifrom, if it would have just said by a Kohen Gadol. Those words, Hayisi Omar, I would have thought, Rosh Rebekah Shal Sota Kasa B'Davar. So I was talking about a Sota. Talmud Lomar, Es Rosh Al Yifrom U'B'Gadol Al Yifrom, She'enu B'Friya U'Priya B'Kol Ikar. You can't do it at all, Div Reb Yehuda. So Yehuda says, you can't even do it in token. Reb Shmuel Lomar, Enu Parkadach Shav Adam Parvard. He says, you don't do it the way regular people do it. Ella hu v'lmata v'hedu v'lmayla. Right. So the Gemara says, no. Shmuel sarvalach v'hudah v'chada u'pol v'galei v'chada. He agrees with him on one, he argues with him on another. Okay, so he agrees with Yehuda about the location maybe, but not about the extent. Fine. Okay, the next Mishnah is going to lead us into fascinating topic. So this Mishnah says, so you see how it started. First we said the differences between different kahanim. Now we have different differences. What's the Mishnah say? Call Tadir Mechaveiro, Kodim as Chaveiro. When you have two Karbanos standing there, which one goes first? Tadir. Call She Hamukdash Mechaveiro, Kodim as Chaveiro. If you have two holy, the one that's more holy, come. Now, what if it's a conflict? That's a whole paragraph in Beth as well. About what beats what, Tadir or Kodesh, we'll get to that. This is a very, very brief Mishnah, just giving you a highlight. So the Gemara says, Tanahani Mili, how do you know this? Amar Abaya, the Amar Krat says, that it says that, Milvad Olaf Haboker, I just said the Mishnah. Oh, I'm sorry. Par Mashiach Upar Eda, if there's a power of a Kohen Gadol and the power of the Klal, which one comes first? Par Mashiach Kodim Aparez B'chol Ma'aseh. Par of the Kohen comes first. He's the Yachid and they're a Rabin. The Gemara will say why he goes first. Just like on Yom Kippur. First you fix yourself, then you fix Klal Yisrael. First bring it for yourself, right? The Gemara is going to say. Amarayim, immediately, how do you know all this? That what? That we go by Tadir. Amar Kwa says, Mavad Olas HaBoker. Asher Olas HaTamid. Right? That on Yontif, we add on Musa, Karbonos. Besides the carbon tamid, now why lamali? Michti ksiv olat haboker, olat tamid lamali. It says the olat haboker. Why do you have to add on the olat haboker, which is the olat tamid? So wordy. The answer is hachi kara arachmana called the tadira kadma. It's tadir. It takes precedence. And the next one was called mukdash mechaveru kadmas chaveru. You Nolan. How do you know that? The Tana Debe Rabbi Shmuel. It says Viki Dashto. V'chol Dovash Shev Kedusha. Whenever there's a holy thing, L'toach for Rishon to get the first Aliyah. L'Varech Rishon to lead benching. L'Tal Mona Yafa Rishon to get the best portion first. So what do you see? That Kedusha comes first. Okay? Good? Now we start Dafyud Gimel. Par Kohen Mashiach U'par Ha'eda. Menahani Mili. How do you know that the Kohen comes first? The Tana Rabbanan. The Saraf Oso Kasher Saraf as Par Harishon. That's talking about that. This is talking about the Par Hel and Lover of Tibur. So the Torah says, Saraf Oso, burn it, Kasher Saraf as Par Harishon. Like you burn your own. Ma Tamad Lomar Harishon. Why does it say Harishon? Shehei Rishon called on Lepar Eda B'chol Ma'isah. That if they're both standing there, the Kohen comes first. Tana Rabbanan, Par Kohen Mashiach Par Eda, Omdim Par Kohen Mashiach called on Lepar Eda B'chol Ma'isah. The Par of the Kohen comes before the Par of the Eda. Hoel U'Mashiach Mechaper, the Eda Mischaperet. Why? Because the Kohen God will get the Kapara out of it, and the Klal Yisrael gets the Kapara out of this. The Dinu, so it makes sense, Shiyakten HaMechaper Laha Mitzchaper. The one who's going to effectuate the Kapara for Klal Yisrael should first get a Kapara himself. Right? The Chena Omer, the same thing on Yom Kippur. The Chifer Ba'ada U'ba'ad Besa U'ba'ad Kol Klal Yisrael. First the Kahana bring their Kabanos, then we do for Klal Yisrael. Parhel of Davar Shal Tibur Kodim L'Par Shal Avodas Kochavim. The Parhel of Davar Shal Tibur comes before a par that is brought if Klal Yisrael commit Avodah Zarah. My time, why? Ha'echad does v'hai ola. The par of Helam Davar is a chata. The par of Avodah Zarah is an ola. Chata always comes before an ola. Okay? Got that? The Tanya, the Hikrev et Asher Achata Surishona, Ma Talmud Lomar, why does it say that? In Lalamich et Echatas Rishona, if teach you that Echatas comes first, Harei Kfar Nemar. That's old news. Why? It says, V'et Hasheni Yasef Ola Kamishpat. We already know that the Echatas always comes first. Ella, you're right. Zev Bona of, Shukal Echatas Kodamas Ola Sabam Imahem. If you ever have Echatas and Ola coming together, the Echatas always comes first. Not just in this case. Always. V'kayim Alon. Tafilu Echatas Aof, Kodamas Ola Sahima. Even a bird Echatas comes before an Ola animal. Even birds are cheaper, right? Not as chashev. No, they still come first. Good. Next. Par avodas kochavim, the power of an idol, of worshipping idols, kodim l'seir avodas kochavim, comes before the goat. As we know, right, we're saying like this, that when Klal Yisrael does an aveira b'shogi, they bring a par. When they do avodah zarah b'shogi, they bring a par and a sa'ir. Par is an Ola, the zarah is a chata. So which one do you bring first? So that says the Gemara, Par Avodas Kochavim, Kodmu Seir Avodas Kochavim. The Par comes before the Seir. Didn't we just say 2 seconds ago that the Par is an Ola? How can it come first? Amai, Hachata Sahai Ola. One's a Chatas, one's an Ola. Why is the Ola coming first? Ha'ami Rava, Bishmei Derava, Barmari, Chatas Avodas Kochavim, Chaseira Aleph. It says, L'chatas Ksiv. It's missing an Aleph to teach you that for some reason, by this carbon, the Ola Taka comes first. Rav Amar, Kmishpat Ksivbe. It says Kmishpat. In other words, you follow the order of the Torah here. And the Torah puts the Ola first. Therefore, it's an exception. Okay? Next. Seir Avodas Kochavim, the seer, the goat of Avodah Zarah, Kodem with Seir Nasi. The seer of Avodah Zarah comes before the seer of a melech. My time of why? Hai Tibur v'hai Yachid. Seir Nasi, the goat of a Nasi, Kodem v'Seiras Yachid, comes before the goat of a regular person. My time of why? Hai Melech Hahedya. He's a Melech, and you're a Hedya. Seiras Yachid, the goat of a Yachid, Kodem v'Kveset Yachid, comes before the sheep of a Yachid. Right? A Chadis could be a goat or a sheep. So if two people show up at the same time, one's with a goat, one's with a sheep, the goat comes first. I Vatanya Kivas Yachid Kodemas L'Seirat Yachid. We have a Brayah that says, no, the sheep comes first. So the Gemara says, yes, Amar Bayat Tana Itamachlok. Mar Sabar Seirat Yifa. Some hold the goat is better. Why? Shekinah Rava Eitzel Avonis Kachavim Biyachid, because more people bring goats. Why? Because if there's a case of Avodah Zarah, it could only be a goat. So there's more goats being brought. So it's more Meruba. Umar Tzavar, Kivsa Adipa. Others say a sheep is more. Why? Shekinah Rava Ba'alya. Because it also has a tail. So it's more. There's more animals. Therefore, a goat comes first. A sheep comes first. Omer, Kodav Lekeves Haboimo. The Omer, the flower, comes before the carbon brought with the Omer. Likewise, Shtei Halechem, the two breads brought on Shavuot, Kodibin Lekvasim Habam Imahem. That comes before the goats, the sheep, that are brought together with the Shtei Halechem. Why? Dakal, here's the rule. Dabrabah begin Liyom, anything brought because of the day, Kodim Ladavrabah begin Lechem, comes before what's brought with the bread. In other words, on the Omer. I'm bringing the Omer. Because I'm bringing the Omer, they throw in a carbon. What comes first? The Omer. So too, on Shavuot, I bring Shtei Halechem. Because I'm bringing the Shtei Halechem, they throw in an animal. Throw in two goats, two sheep. What comes first? Shtei Halechem. Okay? Here we come to the, here we start. Ready for this Mishnah? Listen to this Mishnah. It's two people drowning, a man or a woman. Who do you save first? Says the Mishnah, Ha'ish Kodem L'isha L'hachyo. A man comes before a woman to save. L'hachyo, to live. Says Rashi. Not Rashi. Why? Why? The reason is very unclear. So, what? They have more mitzvot. Mati Shifer says, because they have more mitzvot. You know who says that answer? The Rambam. The Rambam says, well, they have more mitzvot. Ask the Netziv. That answer doesn't make any sense. I'll tell you why. What? It's not. Why does the Nativ say that answer doesn't make any sense? Because. No. Because in a few lines we're going to have, that if a Kohen or a Levi drowning, who do you save? The Kohen. A Levi and the Yisrael, who do you save? The Levi. Why? Why? The Gemara quotes Psukim. The Gemara quotes Psukim. Says in the Tziv, what do you need Psukim for? A Kohen has more mitzvot than a Levi, and a Levi has more mitzvot than a Yisrael. What do you need Psukim? If the reason is mitzvot, who needs Psukim? For the man and the woman, I'm not going to quote any Psukim. So the reason, the Rambam's reason of, well, they have more mitzvot, difficult reason. Difficult reason. The other reason, don't repeat this at the Shabbat table, but you can, it's other reason, other Rishonim say, because a man has more Kedusha. A Kohen has more Kedusha, a Levi has more Kedusha, and males have more Kedusha. Does that mean that they're better? That doesn't mean they're better. I never heard a man say, it's not... What? It might be... I understand. So, I don't know what that means. They're on a higher level, therefore they don't... So, I don't know what that means. Does it mean that men are better than women? No, it doesn't mean that at all. I've heard a lot of people complaining that it's not fair. It's not fair, right? I've never in my life heard someone get up and say, it's not fair that only Kahanim can duchen. Why can't I duchen? Why can't I do the Avodah? Why can't I get the first Aliyah? I never heard that complaint. I never heard such a complaint. Why not? It's not fair. Why not? That hierarchy, everybody is mekabel. Everyone has no problem with that. No problem. What is the problem with that? It's patently unfair. No one has a problem with that. When it comes to the men and the women, all of a sudden everyone has problems. You know why? I'll tell you the reason. You're not going to hear this reason. It's because we're American. And America is a rights-based society. So the minute someone doesn't have as many rights as me, right away it's unfair. When it comes to the Kahanim and the Levim, we're still Jews. So we still have that respect and that understanding that there has to be only one shevet working in the Beit HaMikdash. It's not me. All right, so it's the Kohen. No one has a problem. When it comes to men and women, because we're Americans and we read the newspaper about right, everything is right based, we can't handle that. What? Yeah, but no one has a problem with that when it comes to the... No one has a problem with that. Everyone's on the top of that. Only when it comes to... Right? Am I wrong? It's because we're Americans. By the way, this was said by Paul Johnson, who's not even a Jew. He's observing how he's saying the same thing of Jews. say anything about the priest. Only in America are they complaining they should have women priests. Only in America they make such a kind of. In the rest of the world, no one's bothering with that. Why? Because only America is such a rights-based society. Everything's all right. If everything's right, nothing's ever fair. So, but it comes to us, when it comes to the Kahana Levia, we still have our Jewishness and takes over, and so no one has a problem with that. When it comes to other, women, right away everything's not fair. Not fair, it's all not fair. Why is it not fair? Because in America it's not fair. Right? Here's a Mishnah, it's the same Mishnah that says that Ashrechem Yisrael and all the Mishnahites that we all know and love. When it comes to this Mishnah, I have no doubt. I have no doubt. This Mishnah is on one of the top five chopping blocks, right? The people that have kindness on the way Jews are treated. No shiloh, right? No shiloh about that. What? But women, that's right. Right, why? Because if you see two of them drowning, halacha is, you save the man. Why? So the Rambam said, because they have more mitzvah. So the Tzid had a shiloh, had a problem with that. Okay. Because we're going to have... No, we're going to have the same thing about a coat. Well, there's a whole shiloh, what this means. I said it means if they're drowning. But what about if they're starving? Right? Then what do you do? They're both hungry. They both come for a handout. So lahachos means to support them. So it's a big shiloh. Anyway, the pashtus, that's what it means. Because we're just... the segue is perfect. Because we're just saying, this coin is better than that coin. Right? This coin has more things than that coin. This carbon comes before that one. This is more kodesh. Now we have other things of hierarchy. It makes perfect sense. V'hashiv aveda. To also, if you ever find an aveda, the man comes first. V'isha kodem et l'ish l'tzus. But women come first if they need clothing. They come first. They're more embarrassing. V'lahotim yibes hashevi. To release them, to get them out of the captivity. V'zman shishneim omdim betulkala. But if they're both standing in front of you as in degraded state, Ish kodem l'isha. The man comes first. Tana Rabbanan. Hayahu aviv v'rabo b'shevi. If you, your father, and your Rebbe are together in captivity, who kodem l'rabo? You come before your Rebbe. The Rebbe kodem l'aviv. And your Rebbe comes before your father. Imo kademas l'kula. Your mother comes before everybody. Chacham kodem l'melech. A chacham comes before a king. Yisrael chacham. You know why? You know why a chacham comes before a king? Because Yisrael, chacham shemeit, ein lo nechiyotzevo. When the bell has died, he can't be replaced. Melech Yisrael shemeit bo, William Lamalchus, the king dies, they put another king there. Right? The gadol hadar can't be replaced. The chacham can't be replaced. So when he comes first, a melech, we have another melech. Right? Now, the Rambam points out, the kavod you have to afford a melech is the highest kavod that we have in Judaism. Higher than a chacham. Right? The kavod to a melech. I'm not talking about kavod over here. We're talking about emunah. Right? And it's who do I say to keep on going, the chacham comes first. Come to kavod, for a melech, nothing you don't do. You just point that out. Melech kodem l'kohen gadol. A melech comes before a kohen gadol. Shenemar v'yomer ha-melech lahem kuchuy machem abdei adonechem. Right? So you see that the melech came first. Kohen gadol. Kodom l'navi, the Kohen Gadol comes before a Navi, right? So doesn't, if a Kohen Gadol comes before a Navi, doesn't a Chacham come before a Navi? Obviously, yes. Because the Chacham was the best. The Chacham started off this discussion. The Chacham comes before a Melech, right? And a Melech comes before a Kohen Gadol. And a Kohen Gadol comes before a Navi. So does a Chacham come before a Navi? Yes. How do you be a Navi without being a Chacham? How can that be? So the what? So the Marsha says, what? Right. So the Marsha says something fascinating. He says, you can't be a Navi without being a Chacham. You can't. One of the requirements of being a Navi. However, one shot in the bull you can have to get out of Chacham. That happens sometimes. Some guy, whatever reason. So that's what we're talking about over here. He's not a chacham. One time, he can, to be a lifetime navi that you have to have chacham for. Okay. Shinemar o Mashiach aso sham tzarek ha kohen v'nasan ha navi picked him tzarek l'nasan. Right? Tzarek is the kohen. He comes first. Omer why you need another pasuk? There's a whole Ben Yehuda here. Why you need two pasukim? Yoshua Kohen Agadol Asher Reecha. Yachal Hadyotah Tayu. Maybe I would think these people were regular people. Talmud Lomar Ki Anshe Mofetei Movein Mofet Elanavi. Shemar Benasin Alecha Os Omofei. Fine. Beshuach Meshavan Hamishcha. Someone who has a Kohen Gadol has a Shavan Hamishcha. Kodim Lemeruba Bivagadim. Comes before a Kohen who only has the 8 Bivagadim. Meruba Bivagadim Kodim Lemeshuach Sha'avar Machmas Kiryo. Meruba Bivagadim comes before a Kohen who was removed because he was a Valkyrie, because he had Tumah. Meshuach Sha'avar Machmas Kiryo. Someone who has Tumah Kodim Le'avar Machmas Mumo. You hear this hierarchy? Okay, why were you not the Kohen Gadol now? Because you were Tumah? Why were you not the Kohen Gadol? Well, you broke your foot? Okay, so you go first. You hear this? Right, they are drowning. No, they're drowning, right? Avar Muma, Avar Machmas Muma. What am I up to? Machmas. Avar Machmas Muma, Kodim Lemashuach Melchama. Kohen Gadol who broke his foot comes before the Kohen in charge of war. Mashuach Melchama, Kodim Lesgan. The Mashuach Melchama comes before the Sgan. Sgan, Kodim L'Amrakol. Sgan comes before the Amrakol. My Amrakol, what's that? Amr Chitta, Amr Kula. He's the guy who's in charge of everything. He's the busybody over there. Amrakol called him the Gizbar. The Amrakol comes before the Gizbar, the treasurer. Gizbar called him the Rosh Mishmar. The Gizbar comes before the Rosh Mishmar. Rosh Mishmar called him the Rosh Av, the Rosh Beis Av. Rosh Beis Av called him the Kohen Hedyot. Okay? Ibai Lahu, Linyan Tumah, what about Tumah? Skan and Moshoch Mechama. Ezim Mehem called him. The guy who's going to the funeral? One of them has to go to the funeral. Which one's going? Omar Mar, Zutra, Brazer, Nachman, Tashma, Tanya, Skan and Moshoch Mechama, Shayab, Holchem Baderech. Meis mitzvah, yeah. Upaga b'haya meis mitzvah. They bump into a meis mitzvah. Who's going to do it? So the Gemara says, mutav shi'tami mashuach mochama. Let him do it. So al yitami, gan. Not the gan. Why? Because the gan, we might need him to be the Kohen Gadol. Shemir bo psul, but Kohen Gadol, nechnas gan mashamish tachto. But he'll be available to take over. If he's the Kohen Gadol, he's not available either. Vatanya, wait a minute. But we said, mashuach mochama kodam musgan. The mashuach mochama comes first. Yeah, that's to keep you alive. That, we said, which one's drowning, you save him first. But which one comes Tameh, he becomes Tameh first. Why? So his gun is available for to be the Kohen Gadol in case we need him. Doesn't even touch it. Right? They didn't like what I said from Paul Johnson, but it's the Emet. That's the Emet. Because we're not about, we're a religion about mitzvot. We're not about rights. Right, didn't say why. Now we're going to have. So the Rambam said because of mitzvah. Says in the Tziv, we're not going to say that about the Kohanim and the Levim. We're going to quote Psukim. And we quote a Psukim for everybody else on the list. Right? We quote a Psukim for everybody else. But, what? It's fascinating, no? Fascinating. Now, Kohen called him a Levi. A Kohen comes before a Levi. Levi li Yisrael. Yisrael le Mamzer. Mamzer le Nasin. Right, a Nasin with a Givonim that became Geber. Nasin le Ger. A Nasin is better than a regular Ger. Gear the Eved Meshuchmer. Gear comes before an Eved that's free. What? Why is it nothing better than a Gear? The Gemara is going to say what? The Gemara is going to say what? The Gemara is going to say because he grew up with Jews. What? No. Then he becomes a Gear. He's still better than a regular Gear. He's still better than a Chinese guy that becomes a Gear because he grew up in Israel. He grew up among Jews. Right. I think the Gemara is going to say that. A Masai, when is that? Is Man Shekul of Chacham. If they're all equal. Aval, famous line. Aval im hayam mamzer talmud chacham, the Kohen Gadol chacham, mamzer talmud chacham, the Kohen Gadol am ha'aretz, mamzer talmud chacham, kodam the Kohen Gadol am ha'aretz. Right? So at the end of the day, it's not his fault. We value chacham. So the guy's an am ha'aretz, he bought the job, he doesn't come first. Kohen Kodim Levi, how do you know? Shenemar, according to the pasuk. Why don't we just say, well, they have more mitzvah? We don't give that answer. Shenemar, B'nei Amram, Aaron and Moshe, B'Avdel Aaron, Lagdisho. Right? Kodesh Kedashim. Right? Hanam HaKodesh. Levi Kodim Yisrael. A Levi comes before Yisrael. Shenemar, B'eis Ahi, Hivdel Hashem, and Shevet, a Levi. Right? Levi's also been separated. Yisrael Kodim Lamanzer. Shadem miyuchas, but there ain't a miyuchas. A Yisrael has yichas, and a mamzer has no yichas. It's an illicit marriage that caused that baby to be born. Mamzer kodem l'nasin, a mamzer comes before nasin. Listen to this. Zeba mitipa ksheira, because a mamzer, even though it's an avera, the people involved are still Jews. So it's considered a tipa ksheira, a mamzer. He's born from Jews. All right, it was an avera, but it's Jews. Zeba mitipa psula, a nasin comes from Goyim. Nasin kodem l'ger, a nasin comes before a ger, right? Right? That's not wrong. He did not become a convert. He did not become a convert. He's a Nasin. Nasin called him a ger. Zeh godol imanu b'kedusha. Because a Nasin grows up among Jews in Kedusha. Zeh lo godol imanu b'kedusha. But the ger did not grow up in Kedusha. He grew up as a goy. That's fascinating. Ger called him Evan Meshukhar. A ger comes before an Evan Meshukhar. Why is that? Zehaya Bechal Arur. Because Evan is a cursed people. They're cursed. Zehaya Bechal Arur. He wasn't cursed. He's a guy. Any Messiah, the Manchikul of Shalom. Only if they're equal. Menahan Emili, how do you know that? Amr of Acha, Berebi Chanina, Damar Kra, Yikra, He, Mipninim. In other words, it's so treasured. Mikoyin Gadol Sherech Nas Lefnai Velefnim. Torah is better than going into the Kodesh Kedoshim. Better than that. Right, right. We said a chacham precedes the kohen gadol. We said that. We said that. We started off with that. Yeah, yeah. What else do we value? We don't value yichus. We don't value anything. What do we value? We value Torah. If everything's equal, if it's all equal, if they're both amaratim, then kohen comes first. If they're both talmid chachamim, the kohen comes first. If not, we go by chachma. Makes perfect sense. We don't have. What? If the woman's a Talmud Chacham and the man's an Amaret, I don't know. And the Chamal Dibuot, if she comes and puts an Amaret, I don't know. I don't know. That's a question. I don't know. Tanya, Roshim Ben Yechai Omer, Bedin Hu Shiyaktim Eved Meshuch Mo Lager. It makes sense to put an Eved before a Ger. Why? Because Shazeg Gadol Yimanu B'Kedusha, because just like we said by Yenachim, the Eved grows up in your house. The Zeh, look at the Liman of the Kedusha, but the Goy doesn't grow up in your house. Ella, but Zeh Haya Bechal Arur, Zeh Lo Haya Bechal Arur. However, we can't say that because they're cursed. Shalom Talmidav, Esther Bielazaber, Sato. If they may have called Rotten Lisa Gioris, they have called Rotten Lisa Mishukweris. How can everybody run to marry Gerim and nobody runs to marry Abad and Adafrid? Says Rashi, no, nobody runs to marry these people. But if the two people, you're only marrying one out of the two, you're going to pick the Goy. As opposed to the Eved. Right? Not that people marry them. They're hard to get. People don't want to marry them. But between the two, more people will marry a Gioris. Why? So it's very simple, Amalahem. Because they're cursed and the guy's not cursed. Davracher, another pshat, which might make more sense. This guy, she had a father who didn't let her run around with men. And she protected her. He's a normal guy. He's a guy. He's a normal guy. But Zelohai Zebecheska Shamor. The Shivcha, who becomes a Jew, had no one to protect her. So who knows where she was her whole life? Right? She ends up being a loose person. The guy, the girl, all right, she's a guy. But at least she had a home, she had a father. So the guy also doesn't want his daughter running around late at night with who knows what. So he protects her. But the Eved, this woman Eved, she had no one to protect her. So who knows where she was? So nobody wants to marry that. Yeah, she wasn't, so she was a guy. They said, but this is what that means, I don't know. Shaul Tamidah Mr. Bulazar, listen to this. If the Ma'at Kelev Makiris Kono, how come a dog recognizes its master? The Chatul, a cat, ain't a Makiris Kono. It doesn't recognize its master. Okay? The Bereshiva says, how come we have a passage that says, La Kelev Tashlichanoso? Why do we give the dog the Nevel, you can't give it to the dog? It doesn't say lechatul hashlichanoso. Throw it to the cat. It doesn't say that. You know why? Because the dog didn't bark on Pesach night. The dogs knew that this is a special. You hear this? They knew that there's a creator. They knew about their master. So they were quiet. So as Hakara Tato, we give them back, right? But then you have to set something. So the Gemara says, or another pshat, simple pshat. How come dogs always know who their owner is and cats don't? Right? says to Ben Yoyada, is that true? Cats don't know who their owner is? You look around, these cats are in the house, they always come back. So he says, what? Oh, so he says, Amalahem, umah ha'ochel. If somebody eats, mimasha achbar ochel, from what a mouse ate. Mishakea, you become forgetful, we're going to see it on the base, if you eat food that a mouse ate. It's a segula to become forgetful. So ha'ochel achbar ach malachat ha'amakama. So if you eat the mouse itself, for sure you're going to become forgetful. That's why cats don't know who the master is, because they eat mice. Says the Ben Yoyada, if a cat doesn't eat a mouse, then it doesn't have this problem. So the fancy cats that live in the house, they don't have this problem. Why? Because they don't eat mice. What do they eat? They eat fancy cat food. Right? Ben Yoyada says, amazing. Shal tamidav es Rebbe Eladar, v'demah kol moshon v'achbarim. Why do we always compare? Why do we compare everything to mice? Why do we compare everything to mice? I don't know. He says that they shasur and ra, because they're bad through and through. Mice are bad through and through. They're evil. How do you know that? Hi, who said that? Rabbi Amar, I feel glime gaiti. They're going to eat through the clothing. They don't even get enough from that. Just to destroy it. Rabbi Amar, I feel shufsa mara gaiti. They're even going to eat the handle of a spade. Who gets enough from that? They eat that anyway. Therefore, the mice, we like belittle them because they deserve to be belittled. Okay. I don't know. We do have a concept that I thought it's a very controversial doc. That Gemara we just did was being a lot to be written about it. Okay, now we're to a brand new topic. The topic is all about learning Torah. How we get to this? Because we just spoke about mice, and that the cats are forgetful. So now we're going to say, Tanar Abanam, listen to this. Hamisha Devarim Mishachim Et Halimud. Five things make you forget your learning. What are the five things? Ha'ochel, number one. Ha'ochel Mimash Ha'ochel Achbar. You ate what a mouse ate. Mimash Ha'ochel Chatul. Or what a cat ate. Or Ha'ochel Lev Shel Behema. Eat the heart of a behema. Number four, haragil bezesim. If you're ragil to eat olives, because of Chaim Kanievsky, ragil means once every 30 days. We're going to get to olive oil in a minute. Olive oil, we're going to say, is good to learn. But olives are bad to learn. Well, so it's a whole discussion, because believe it or not, this is brought down lahalacha. You shouldn't eat olives. Some say it only means if they're cooked. Some say it only means if they're salted. Others say, can't eat an olive without eating the olive oil, because it's in the olive. So it cancels each other out, and it's alright. Listen to this. You hear this? Listen to the story. What? The oil, now we're going to say in a few minutes, it's a good thing to make you have good memory. There's a story over here, by the way, the Magen Avraham quote, that if you eat olive, you're over the itzer is of Raki Shamalacha Petishka Chesedvar. You don't want to forget Torah. No, if it is, you're not going to forget Torah. So you go ahead. No, listen, if you just can't remember, you're an oni. But if you go ahead and eat olives, you're going to forget your learning? Yeah, I'll do that. Fascinating. So listen to the story. What? You didn't learn the 613. Don't forget your learning. So don't do things to forget your learning. So listen to this. Oh, hey, want to hear a great story? Guy comes to the right? It's in Tough Reish Chav. A guy comes, listen to that. I have to read the whole thing out inside, because you got to hear this. Echad Shal Echachav. Amar. He says like this. Achbarm achlu milachmi. The mouse ate my bread. So, im ochel lechel min halechem. Can I eat this bread? Right, one of the things that makes you forget your learning is eating bread, eating food that a mouse ate. Lama lo sochel. He says, Amar, why can't you eat it? Amar lo, peneshkach talmidai. I'm going to forget my learning. And I'm very, very nizer not to do anything to make me forget my learning. Right? So can I eat it? I went to Daf Yomi. I learned before you did Gimel. I'm very hungry. The only thing around. Can I eat it? The only time you chayiv, ad sheyoshiv v'yisura milivo. when you work on forgetting your learning. You sort of like try to, I want to forget that episode of my life. That's what you do to Torah. That's what you, then you have a problem. Right? Vani roe, I noticed, she'en cha otik b'Torah. You don't learn Torah. Rather, you have a lot of free time, and you could. You're never learning, you're always bittle. You hang out with Amaratim, hit the Burma Talon. But you better know, can I eat this bread? That you want to know with the Shaila, right? You spend your spare time learning? No. But this Shaila you have. Chumra, right? That's my Chumra. Can I eat this bread? Listen to this. Mutav Hayulacha, Shlohayiz Nitha Nidr B'Dvar HaMashachim. Don't be so nither in forgetting things. Kidei Shayiyet Shochach Dvar B'Talon. So you'll forget all the Dvar B'Talon. You spend all your time learning. And with Shatotik Behem. And then maybe you'll start learning. In other words, go eat that bread. Hopefully it'll work on you. You'll forget everything and then you can start over. Amazing. Same with Chassidim. The point was, don't be silly. Don't be silly. It's a Gemara. It's actually brought down. But, you know, you can't be a person that doesn't open a safer and say, well, I'm not eating that. It makes you forget your learning. Right? That's exactly what Sefer Chassidim says. Don't be a person like that. Don't be silly. Don't be foolish. Right? Does it apply? So maybe it does apply. The whole halachic literature, whether this applies. So, the only one that's really an issue is the olives. Because no one's eating food that a cat touched. No one's eating food that a mouse touched. Right? Maybe they were starving. As a general, no one's eating that stuff. So the only one that applies is the olives. So, that's the whole shaila. What's with the olives? So, like I said, some say it doesn't apply if it's cooked, if it's salted. Some say that since we're going to see in a minute that the olive oil is good, it cancels each other out. I know. If someone drinks water that's been left over after the wash, who's going to drink that? Everybody drinks that. You go to a river, there's washed water in there, right? So there's a whole shiloh of bittul, right? Number six, if you wash your feet one on top of the other, ask the... What? Does the Kahanim do it? Right? The Kahanim wash like that, right? So what do you mean? To forget... So the Kahanim have they have a special mitzvah, but we're not talking about Kahanim, we're talking about everybody else. So we said there are five things and we counted six. So some say that the first two are the same. Eating what a cat left over, eating what a mouse left over are the same, because my cats eat mice. Okay. V'yeshom, number seven, acha minyach kelev tachas merishosav. Even if you put clothes behind your pillow. Put clothes behind your pillow, right? So they ask if the Kahanim ate like that, they put clothes behind their pillow. They put their clothes behind their pillow, so that they say that it wasn't really behind, it was a little part. Not to sleep with it, no. Not to sleep like that, right. Chamish is Dvar Meshivin as Halibut. Five things bring you learning back. Number one, Pas Pachamin, bread on coals, Pacholshkin Pachamin Asu, the coals themselves, Ba'ocha Beta Migulgelet, the stuff below Melech, if someone eats an egg that's been cooked a little bit without salt, Ba'rogel B'Shem and Zayit, or if you're rogel in olive oil. That saves you from the olives. Number four, baragel b'yayin u'shmanim, if you're ragel in wine or shemen. I'm sorry. Number five, hashosim mayim shel shiri isa. Mayim shel, you eat the water from the leftover dough. And v'yesham other say afa tovel v'etzta b'melach. Even if you stick your finger in salt. It's also a good thing. Bochel ragel b'shemen zayis, matay leil rav yochan, adem rav yochan, k'shem sha zayis mishakeh halimut, shel shiv m'shana. Just like olives make you forget your learning, kach shemen zayis mishiv limut shel shiv m'shana. It brings it back. You know what? We'll try to do one more minute. Oil and besamim make you smart. One finger. One, not two. The siman is kmita. Because when you do kmita, you have three fingers like this, and the two are exposed. So you have either one, or two, or three. Yeah, I don't know. Okay, let's do the one more minute and then we'll stop. Asar Dvarim Kashim Limud. 10 things make you forget your learning. Number one, Ha'over Tachas Ha'Aspar Ha'Gomel. You walk by the saddle of a camel. Koshkin Tachas Gomel Asmel. You walk under a camel itself. Number two, Ha'over Ben Shnei Gvan. You walk between two camels. Number three, Ha'over Ben Shnei Anashim. You walk between two women. Number four, Isha Overas Ben Shnei Anashim. Women walking between two men. Number five, Ha'over Mitachas Ve'ach Rashal Nevela. You pass by the
They're quoted. Mishnah Berurah quotes all this. I don't know. Maybe the man forgets. I don't know.
You pass by a foul-smelling nevela. Number six. You walk under a bridge that hasn't been watered there for 40 days. Number seven. Also pass shalom bishal kotzarko. Eat bread that's not fully cooked. Number eight. Hachal basa mizuma listerin. Eat. What's listerin? You eat the greasy part of the meat. Number nine. Ashotem ma'emas mayim hoveres beis akvaros. You drink water that passed through a cemetery. Number ten. Hamistakel b'nei ames. You look at a mace. It means to stock them, gaze at a mace, stare at a mace. Number 11. V'yishar afakori k'tav shal gabi akever. You read the words written on a tombstone. Everyone asks, what did you write them for? You can't read them. Why are they written? Some say it's only if they're raised. Others say only if they're not raised. The whole machlok is about that. But like, it's a good question. If that makes you forget your learning. Why are they written? Why do we have such elaborate things? You have to read it anyway. Good question. I don't have an answer to that. What? You should have them, but you can read it? Right. I know, people go. Because it's hit or miss. Alright, so we'll stop here. What? I will stop here. We'll resume here tomorrow. So tomorrow we're going to finish the Masechta, we're going to finish Mezikin, and we're going to have an introduction to Seder Kutchum tomorrow when we finish Mezikin. Every day. Great stuff tomorrow.